Good morning, everyone, and welcome back to the Messy Masterpiece Podcast with Chad and Tori. Happy Sunday. We're going to keep this episode just a tiny bit short because Tori's really not feeling well.
Yeah, but my tummy is hurting.
Yeah, but I think she's going to do her best to power through. And also, if you guys are looking for a church to stream online for this Sunday, you can always check out our old church in LA, Legacy City Church on YouTube. But we're going to go and hop into it. That way, Tori can focus on feeling better.
Yeah, y'all, let's jump into it. Today, we are reading out of Joshua 6:20, and the devotional is titled Breaking Down Walls. And it says, "When the people heard the sound of the ram's horns, they shouted as loud as they could. Suddenly, the walls of Jericho collapsed, and the Israelites charged straight into the town and captured it." The love letter from God says, "Beloved child, I love you so much, and I want what's best for you. I know that you do not always understand why you can't get a breakthrough in your life, and you may feel as if there is a wall between you and me. You must trust my strength, the power of prayer, and my word to break down what separates us. If you keep trying to do things in your own strength, you will remain trapped and helpless. Just as I asked my people to march around the walls of Jericho, I'm asking you to keep listening to my word and walking in my ways so that you can see the walls between us crumble. Learn to let go of your old ways and live in my way instead. Love, your Heavenly Father." The reflection says, there may be walls in our lives, sin, anger, hurt, grief, pride, that may need to be broken down in order to experience breakthroughs in our relationship with God and others. When we hit a wall, we need to turn to God to help us break it down. Only then will we succeed. The Treasure of Truth says, no wall is so strong that God can't break it down.
Yeah, I think we all have walls, whether we know it or not. Mm-hmm. There's walls that we have from our upbringing, from like watching our parents, to how money impacted us, to breakups and relationships. And mm-hmm. I feel like we have walls that we've subconsciously put up that then impact our relationship with God. For example, a wall that I have up is like receiving from like a father, mm-hmm. right? And so with God, I've had a hard time receiving from him and asking for help.
Yeah.
Because I have walls up from my own childhood. And right. But what's interesting is that there's also walls that we can put up that are things like what you're mentioning with pride and sin and things like that, that yeah. also kind of keep us from feeling in tune with God and being right with God.
Yeah, kind of feeling that fullness of God. I think I was talking to a friend about this not too long ago, but when you're praying, asking God for forgiveness first, like I remember as a kid praying, my mom and I would always pray and she'd be like, "Lord, please forgive any sin that would hinder you from hearing my prayer." And that's something that I've like kind of always carried into my prayer life. And I just think it's something that we should all have open eyes to, that there are things in our lives that keep us away from God until we always have the chance to turn back to him. But we're not going to turn back to him if we're not spiritually aware that sin and pride and all of these things that we're talking about, anger, hurt, and grief, like all these things that can keep us from the heart of God. But when we start experiencing it, we can go to God and say, "Lord, please break down this wall in my life so that I can experience you. I can experience closeness with you." Yeah.
I think the big thing that I would just encourage everyone in is that if you notice that you have walls up in your personal life, those walls likely exist to some proportion with God. And so I think it's really healthy for us to unpack some of those experiences to see what walls we may have up, to see how we may not be getting the full, I don't want to say like the full God experience, but you get what I mean. Like, yeah. Really feeling the presence of God, because there's things that are maybe in our life that we're holding back from God, mm-hmm. or we don't want God to come into those areas of our life. But do you want to go ahead and pray us on out, babe?
Yeah, that sounds good. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for today. We thank you that you see us, you know our hearts, God, you know the depths of our soul, you know our innermost thoughts, Lord. And so I just pray that the things that we might think of ourselves, they don't hinder us from coming to you, that we don't feel like we have to put on a show around you, that we can just come to you so raw and so honest with where we're at, with how we're feeling, Lord, and you see us and you break down those walls, God. If we're struggling with anger, if we're struggling with sin, your Holy Spirit has the power to break down those walls in our lives so that we can experience your fullness, your peace, and we can walk in the fruits of the Spirit. And so, Lord, I just want to open up the floor for our listeners to come to you in prayer, and we're going to be praying in agreement with them.
Your promise still stands. Great is your faithfulness, faithfulness. Oh, I'm still in your hands. This is my confidence, you've never failed. Your promise still stands, great is your faithfulness, faithfulness. I'm still in your hands, this is my confidence, you've never failed me, yeah.
Amen, God.
Amen, God.
Amen. If you all get a chance in your continued prayer time, maybe lift up my sweet wife, Tori, because her stomach's really bothering her and hate to see her in pain. And we want to be a praying family. So
Thanks, guys.
We love y'all. And we'll be talking to you tomorrow.
Talk to you tomorrow.
Bye.